6 a.m. I still haven't slept. I'm masturbating again. No porn. Just me. Me and these sensations I'm not even sure I'd call pleasure anymore. I used to masturbate to feel good. But as quarantine drags on, I masturbate so I can feel nothing. I lie on my bed and I stare at the carpet. Slivers of sunlight are forcing their way through the curtains, and I feel like they're mocking me. I turn the vibrator up and press it harder against my clit, searching inside my mind for a memory or a fantasy. Fucking coming up empty. But with the world crumbling around me and the world crumbling inside me, maybe that's the best I can ask for. I squeeze my muscles and my jaw clenches, but there's no intimacy in these early morning orgasms. No sultry undercurrent or overwhelming euphoria. I'm fine with that. This is just a process, a means. For a few moments, I can make my mind mostly blank, and in the end, hopefully I can fucking sleep. I feel fuck. I feel no joy, no misery. I'm fine with that. When we first went remote, I considered it such a luxury to be able to wake up, clock in, and then drift back to sleep until something that actually needed doing popped up. No commute, no burnt office coffee, no dissertations on what my coworkers' kids were up to. Turns out, work takes a lot less time than the office made it feel. Now I set myself an alarm for noon, just so I don't sleep all day and feel even shittier about myself. Time doesn't mean much anymore. Days of the week don't mean much. I measure work in month and quarter closes, but that's about it. Quick showers, quick breakfasts, clocking in on time, the entire concept of on time. It's also 6 months ago. I drag myself from bed. I boil water for coffee. For a moment, I just stare at the blue light at the bottom of the kettle as it starts to heat up. I grind the beans.
maybe 3 seconds passes, maybe it's 5 years. It all feels the same. I pour the grounds in and mix them with the hot water. And crack an egg for breakfast, lunch, whatever meal this is.
In the beginning, I took advantage of all this time by cooking. I learned how to get perfect feet on a macaroni. I learned how to get my pitas to puff every single time. I started cooking a dish from every country in the world. I boiled stocks for 18 hours to get the perfect texture for homemade ramen, for fuck's sake. But now it's rice or eggs 5 times a week. Buttered tortillas at 3 in the morning. More instant ramen than I care to admit. I'm so starved for touch that the steam rising from bowls almost feels like intimacy. Spice is the most stimulation I get most days.
Who will the jury hear from today? And COVID cases are surging again in India and Pakistan. Scientists say people there are getting reinfected, and there are signs of a new double mutation with traits from multiple variants. What's all that mean? Stick with us. You get the news you need to start your day.
After lunch, I watch TV and do the bare minimum of work I have. I come up with bullshit to enter in my time card. I browse the internet aimlessly. Sometimes I'll watch the news for as long as I can stand, which honestly isn't long these days. I want to keep up with current events, but I always end up aggravated or exasperated or hopeless. I used to say, I hate the world. And I meant it in that introverted, sardonic kind of way. Now it is less of a joke every time I say it. A bit after the virus hit, I was out in the streets. Heavy summer heat. We were protesting against police brutality. We stayed 6 feet apart and wore masks. But I was around people. It felt like we were all under the weight of a collective desperation. And then counter-protesters started showing up with guns, and I went home. I felt bad not being out there anymore, but I told myself I'm preserving my life. That summer heat feels like 1,000 years ago. But it also feels like everything's been part of the same shitty week. There's snow on the ground. I'm alone in my apartment. Sometimes I wonder if this is really what I preserve my life for. I try and tell myself that it's only natural. This is the springtime, maybe the early summer of my life. I should be at bars, I should be having one-night stands, I should be fucking and getting fucked were it not for the virus. But instead, I'm masturbating. The complete lack of sexual contact for forever means that the smallest things set me off. A few days ago, I was looking at clothes online, and the near perfect curves of the mannequin did it for me. Yesterday was a YouTube video of a quartet singing a Corsican hymn in an old church. I wanted to embrace the weight of every note resonating through the halls. Today, it's the way my pants rub my thighs when I shift. Been wearing a lot of leggings lately. A lot of spandex. I try to pretend that the tightness is the touch that I crave. It's the closest I can get to being hugged. I like how soft they are. How smooth. I touch myself with one hand and run my fingertips up my thigh with the other. I arch my back and I squirm. For a second, I forget about the outside world. That's the most sensuality I've felt in months. For a second, I'm fine with that. Here's what you do. You get the water nice and hot, which in this shitty apartment means literally boiling a lobster pot of water like it's 18 fucking 70. Pour it in, watch the steam rise, and step into water that's just a notch above tepid. The whole idea is to feel nothing, after all. Fill the tub all the way up. Sit back as far as you can. If you want, roll up a towel and put it behind your head. Wait for your edible to kick in. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. This part takes some practice. First, start with your toes. Concentrate. Really become aware of your toes. Relax them. Then the balls of your feet. Become aware of them, and then relax them. And your ankles. Relax. Keep working your way up your body, becoming aware of each individual muscle, and then relaxing it. Even your tongue. Once you've gone through your entire body, focus on your breathing. Breathe slowly and steadily. I like to count in between the breaths at first. Breathe in. One. Two, three, four, and out. Four, three, two, one. In, two, three, four, out. Four, three, two, one. Keep doing this until you forget to count. Four, three. Until you forget that you're breathing at all. Eventually,
won't even feel like you're breathing. It'll feel like the bath water is the ocean. Your breath is just waves rolling in and out. Don't think. Don't feel. If you're lucky, you'll forget you exist. You won't exist. Your body just becomes a collection of atoms, no different than the atoms that make up the water, no different than the collection of the atoms that make up the air. That's it. That's all the world is. Atoms. Sometimes I can even convince myself I believe that. At the beginning of quarantine, it was music. I recorded layered audio with friends for Good Friday, pretending we were singing together. I practiced piano, sight reading Bach chorales painfully slowly, and making sure my mouth wouldn't forget how to maneuver all that German. I started clumsily singing pop songs with clunky one-chord piano accompaniments. I picked up a ridiculously difficult Charpentier piece, started to relearn French Baroque ornamentation and diction, and then the realization that this was not going to be quick started to set in. Gigs went from being postponed to rescheduled to indefinitely postponed to canceled, and I stopped. I started making some kind of peace with the fact that music might not ever come back into my life the way it was before. I started running again. It took a month with no alcohol. Then it was books. Books I'd been meaning to read for years but never got around to. Dostoevsky, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Murakami, which devolved into rereading the same three John Krakauer books for the 15th time. I stopped running again. I went back to ordering curbside pickup at the nearby brewery. Then, wish I could say this was anything more than pure laziness, books turned into movies. But again, I could convince myself that I was being productive, because these were great movies. Fellini, Coppola's, anything with Katharine Hepburn. Then biting documentaries that I said would make me change how I lived. I started running again. Now I'm back to music, but I'm only listening. Folk revival, random shit from TikTok, Bollywood, God help me, Taylor fucking Swift, and Southern rap. So fast that my mind can't keep up with the words. For 3 minutes at a time, melody replaces reason, and language is just a way to convey rhythm. But just like the books and the movies and the cooking and the running and every other damn hobby I've ever had, everything has limits. I walk this tightrope, listening to songs that I love until inevitably I come across one that reminds me of a past love. Of road trips with the windows down, of a dive bar with a good jukebox, of random cover bands in the corner of bars you stumble into at 3 a.m. The worst part about being single is not having anyone to long for during love songs. I stopped running again. So I masturbate. For a few minutes, maybe a few hours at a time, I have a purpose. I have an objective. Usually I try and find some nasty shit. Subs tied up and forced to come until they can't anymore. Asses whipped red, tears and screams, and content that makes you question its creation. I think I've watched so much porn at this point that only the extreme will stimulate me anymore. Once, I propped a mirror against a wall. I put a foot on either side. And watched myself so I could pretend someone was with me. I reached out to touch the image in the mirror, to stroke its face, run a finger down its chest. Oh. Oh. As I got closer to coming, I leaned up against the mirror. I put my cheek to theirs. My warm breath bouncing back at me almost felt like someone else. And then I made eye contact with myself. That I was too ashamed to finish. Not ashamed of what I was doing, but of who I'd become. Fuck. Of what I am. Tonight, I think I need tenderness. I fumble around for my headphones. And I put them on. Back to audio. For the first time in years. Tonight won't be raunchy. Tonight won't involve any mirrors. Now, I'm not really into ASMR. I don't even know what that stands for. I know I don't understand it. But right now, there's nothing I want more than some nice man kissing and breathing into my ears and licking my neck and holding me. There are moments in your life that change everything. A 4 a.m. phone call that takes you by surprise. A glass of really good wine with your friends. Kissing someone you love in the middle of a rainstorm. And then the breakup. months later. For the past year, too many of these memories, these moments, have happened alone in my apartment. I've had no one to share this burden of a heart that feels too heavy, a darkness that feels too deep. But I'm here. I'm not thriving, but I'm alive. I've had too much time to reflect on the percentage of the usable time remaining that was lost in this write-off of a year. To reflect on every dumb decision I have made or haven't made. To obsess over how much time I wasted trying to make those dumb decisions. And I'm still alive. Soft puckers and kisses against my ears. Until the sounds are something I don't just hear, feel. I carry my trauma like cracked ceramics, wrapped in newspaper and packed away into moving boxes. My existence is imperfect, but I exist. Nonetheless. And finally, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.